Last time, Maps was joined by his arch nemesis, Handsome Bean, of It's Like a Podcast or whatever. The original intention was to review Jason Anderson's Avengers. What ensued was almost anything but. They reviewed Netflix's Voltron, Us by Jordan Peele, and finally, Avengers. But why is Spider-Verse in the title? All questions will be answered in a podcast called Fresh, Episode 4, Part 2.
It's a podcast called Fresh.
And we are back. All right, what I was saying about, we were talking about the Avengers, the new one, the new run. We basically, my man Bane was talking about She-Hulk, and I feel where he was coming from. I feel they kind of played her. I mean, I think it's interesting. I liked the old school She-Hulk. It was just ill to me that, like, it made you realize, dang, she's bad as hell, but she'll also beat your ass in on the streets and in the courtroom.
100%.
100%. Yeah, I'm like, dog, she's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she, like, if I'm like, as whack as it is, like, my mom, my grandma, and certain comic book characters in them made me respect women. Of course, also, Claire Huxtable. But, like, and I saw, like, She-Hulk was like, dog, she wasn't taking no junk. She knew she was bad as hell. Mm-hmm. She'd whoop your ass. And she was straight by the books. Even when Hulk was wilding out, she like, dog, listen, if they did you wrong, we'll get them. Just quit fucking these people up. We'll get these people in court, dog. And she was like, if they won't stop hitting you, I'll whoop their ass, but you just stop fighting them.
Right.
He's like, nah. But I think, like, with to me, I like that She-Hulk. I like Justice League Unlimited and Justice League cartoon Wonder Woman.
Right.
That's I like the well-spoken for Storm from the X-Men cartoon.
Oh, my God. The one who dropped a hard sonnet before making a rainstorm.
Come down the storms of a million millennium. I will drown my... Did she write these?
Right. No, it was the one that... Oh, man, Aaron used to die laughing. Winds mask our such and such as we go on. I, Storm, mistress of the elements, come at you. She said, I, Storm, mistress of the elements. Okay. That's a lot.
I hated how they played her on the cartoon, but looking back, they had to, because she was like, she controls the elements. Like, no one could ever really beat her half the time.
Nobody should ever really be able to fade Storm, and that's they kind of had to water her down because all the kids want Wolverine, you know, they want their Wolvie, and that's fine. He's Mario with claws, but whatever. You know,
it's just, I thought like Storm and them was like dope characters, because they, it's like, even if you didn't like them, they made you respect them as people. Like, they had a scene, if y'all ever read, I forgot what it was. They want to say it was a Civil War. The Thing called, said Storm had weave. She said, what? He said, it's cool, I'm not mad. She was like, it ain't weave, grab it. He was like, what? Grab it. So she made him pull her hair and pull it straight up. And this is, like, side note, I think the dialogue and how they had, at most part, Black Panther and Storm was ill.
Yeah.
I hated how they played them at the end, but it was obvious. You know, gonna happen.
Yeah.
My man was like, yeah, I learned that a long time ago. Don't argue with Storm about her hair, man.
Right.
But it's just how she always got her. She beat Cyclops for leading the team.
Yeah.
She beat old girl from the, oh, was it Myra from the Morlocks? From the
Morlocks, beat that ass.
She beat that ass.
No powers either. She didn't use
powers. No powers.
She like, no, we just got to go hand. We got to go hand over this. That's all we respect in the Morlocks. She's like, all right, word. Okay.
Yeah, bet. I beat your ass.
Cool. I'll beat your ass in this bathing suit.
Old girl, who plays Storm on the live action, you know, X-Men movies and stuff. She was saying they don't think, she doesn't think Black Panther, Storm needs Black Panther.
I don't want them to have the comic book relationship. Those kind of shit. However, this T'Challa here, he could treat Storm right. This T'Challa who was pining after Nakia, he's a sweet guy. He should take her. Take her out if he needs.
The only thing I say about that, this is what I've been telling everybody, to do that, it's probably going to mean Storm going to die.
Mm.
Because they're not either that or they're going to break up. And that's what I was telling everybody for the comics. And they was like, they should get them back together. And I'm like, they can't do that. That's why they broke up Spider-Man and Mary Jane. So if you look at it, the only people who had kids really is the Fantastic Four.
Right.
Because the reason they don't want you to have kids is because kids date shit. So you look like, dang, this kid's been alive, been four right. for 10 years. So then you got to age the kids. So that's why they was like, if you be married, you're going to have kids at some point. That's why they end up breaking them off or doing this and that.
Right. You gotta have a way that you can reset and, you know, and then it makes sense. Like, then you do a hard reboot and then it's like, oh yeah, hey, Superman has a kid. Did you know that?
Hey, real quick, who would you cast as Storm?
Right now, are we going teen Storm or older Storm?
Your pick, sir.
Teacher Storm. Okay, well, I'll mix it up. If we go younger Storm, like, you know, 25 to 30, well, 25 to we're going like, let's say 23 to 25. Give me Natalie Emmanuel. Mm. But I want to cast her for everything. And, you know, she's got the British accent. And so, she is used to also doing different, as Miss Sandy, she has to do a bunch of different dialects and stuff. So, yeah, either her or if we're going older Storm, which, I mean, who cares? Halle Berry didn't, she ever get about that role. She didn't change anything.
She was so horrible. Halle Berry was so horrible.
It's like, listen, just say you don't care and then don't take the role. She
phoned that shit.
She's from a phone booth, nigga. Like, she was in hers. Like, it's like, fam, I bet if we had like full length video of her and like the whole thing, half the time she was wearing pajama bottoms. Like, she didn't give a shit about that role, bro.
We're like X-Men top with khaki pants.
Best Buy khakis. But why are you even wearing khakis?
That's how less of a fuck I give right now. Roll the film.
I don't care. I put on khakis. I put in a temp or Estelle.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I don't know how tall Estelle is.
Nigga, if they can make Tom Cruise look tall, they can pick it.
I mean, yeah, they can make anybody. Yeah, I mean, you know, Tom Hardy wore risers and
everything. We might have to work on old girl's teeth, though. Did she get them teeth fixed?
If she got that Steven Universe money, she probably did.
Dog, she really getting that Steven Universe money, dog.
She getting that Steven Universe money. She earning every bit of that check.
And she do the We Bear Bears theme song, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's crazy. Is because me and Jada, American Boy came on just popped up on Spotify. We were listening to it. She had never heard Estelle sing apart from Steven Universe. And she doesn't sing Stronger Than You the same way she sings American Boy. But as she's singing it, Jada's like, is that Garnet? I'm like, I just start crying. And like,
so she had her Hannibal Buress Hulk Hogan moment,
right? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But she was like, "Is this Garnet?"
She's like, "Steven Universe putting her on, dog. She's got an album on.
Hurry up and get this album on, nigga. It's a fire.
All this exposure.
Get this exposure, nah."
Hannibal's stupid. Hey, I heard she did a song with Kanye West, man. She's doing good for herself, right. Dog.
She's doing good, man. But one of the who would you say for Storm?
I would say in the perfect world, and if I had a time machine, young Grace Jones.
Ooh.
But that would be too perfect, dog. I'm talking perfect. Storm with the mohawk.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's entirely too perfect.
That would be too perfect. Then if that's the case, we gotta get Benoit for Wolverine.
Yeah. No, legit.
You was the first nigga to say that. I will give you that.
Benoit for Wolverine. Like he was literally Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Literally. He was entirely too much worrying to the last drop. God damn it.
Berserker Barrage.
Berserker Barrage, all right. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But I guess back to this Avengers. Later on, I'm pretty sure you didn't get to it, but later on, they eventually pick Black Panther to lead the team.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was dope as hell.
That's a good
and,
pick.
And yeah, it was a real good pick, even, you know, and it was just dope for Captain America and Iron Man and Thor the Unworthy to do that. But I thought the team, for the most part, was kind of, I feel weird because I just really don't like Ghost Rider. I just look, I understand they got to revamp it. But like Ghost Rider before looked like he was from hell.
Yeah.
It looked like he would just, like, if you saw a flaming headed dude, you would be scared. That Ghost Rider wouldn't scare me at all.
That Ghost Rider wouldn't scare me because that Ghost Rider is always scared. Like, that doesn't seem like the spirit of life. That'd be like Undertaker being afraid before a match. Like, if you don't get this, mumbling, soft-spoken, trembling-ass spirit of vengeance on my face. Like, that's the type of nigga hit you with a penance stare. He hits you with the penance stare and be like, oh, my bad. Like, no. You're supposed to be making me feel bad about all my... Nah, get out of here.
Yeah, he just seems like a crat. I'm pretty sure it's me being a quote-unquote old head. But it's just to me, I'm just like... And it's just... I really wasn't.
Nah, he's the
that.
Most sensitive Ghost Rider I've ever seen in my life, man. Like
emo Rider.
He's like he's Millennial Rider.
He's
such a Millennial Ghost Rider, nah. Like, I have to sleep in this car.
Oh man, jeez. But it's just, I don't know. I thought the story, of course, is first Avenger stories always go. It wasn't the dopest. I like the fact with Celestials. I think they get grossly underused. I like also like how they went to flashback with Thor's dad. And
yo, Odin is such an old lion in this, dog. Like, he's such an old.
I love it, dog. Lion. I love it.
He's just like Thor just be coming in there talking in any old kind of way.
You old lion man, you're gonna tell me the secret I wanna know. I'm gonna drag it out of you. And Odin's so often like, man, what do you want, son?
What I lie about this time, man?
what you hear this time. But then the nigga be like, I want to know your secrets. If I told you all my secrets, boy, we'd be here from now to the end of time.
Right.
And then you didn't know that. That's not bullshit. It's really true. That nigga has done things.
He's lived for a long time. For him to tell you everything that he's done, he'll be here for a minute, dog. Like,
he's ill for the fact, like, a lot of times with parenting, you be like, you don't have a reason to keep your secrets. That nigga's life is so long. He's like, trust me, me teaching you this lesson this way is the most effective.
Like, he says something to the effect, too, where he's sitting on that throne. He's like, what you gonna do, hit me, man?
You gonna strike me down, Thor? Get out of here with that shit.
I was just listening to... another podcast. Wasn't Evie Gang. It was, I can't remember because I want to shout them out. Because these are younger, like 21 to 24 year olds who like are reading this shit. And it's a couple guys and a girl, and they're like on top of their stuff. I as soon as I, next time when I remember, I'll give them a shout.
Yeah.
But they were just talking about, it might be this one, where there's like a, where Thor just straight just breaks an fully powered Odin. He just breaks his ass. Like, he was all father for real. And Thor ragdolled him for the most part. So if that's in this, I can't wait to get to that part because I like these confrontational relationships between, you know, Loki, which I don't think we really mentioned in this yet.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Yeah, he's in full asshole mode.
Super asshole. With the click. Like,
right. And
with the
it's like,
squat.
Right. That's where Cap is like, dog, like, was it Cap? Who's like, bro, I know there's some good in you,
Yeah, he said that shit. He was like, I know there's some good in you. He was like, you've done a whole bunch of fucked up shit, but you've also done some shit to save the world and everybody else's ass. Get off this shit, dog.
Why are you doing this? He's like, oh, nigga.
Kudos to Cap in that one. Did you get to the point when they had the grenades that teleport you to the sun? And that nigga Cap sacrificed himself?
That's the part. Because right after, that's when they're in the sun. And Cap is like, well, shit, I'm going to beat your ass. And he's just like...
That's the shit that's sweet about Cap. He's not shook.
Right.
That is like, not
first of all, you probably couldn't beat my ass right now. And secondly, I'm keeping you alive, so you probably wouldn't want to beat my ass if you could. It's not a... We'll go outside of this now.
Yeah, Cap be like, take these chains off. We'll see about that.
Right. I'd like to see it. I'm stubborn. I'd like to see it.
I'll be dying in the sun doesn't seem that bad of a way to go. I survived World War II.
As long as I kick your can first.
That is some classic Cap shit.
Right. Hey, that's the thing, man. Cap will box you, but then he'll just kick you out of nowhere. You be like, hey.
Cap is that guy. What was I about to say? Who else? Let me see. I thought Captain Marvel was cool on the team.
Yeah, I like her role as far as she just kind of is getting shit done. Or trying to, at least.
And she's like another person I really like in the comic. Like, I don't know how, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I like how in the comic she's one of the people who right around the Civil War, I started really fucking with her. But she was like, I'm just doing my job, dog. And she was just like, it wasn't enough proof. She was kicking ass and taking names. I'm like, dog, I messed with Captain Marvel. She cool.
Yeah.
Then they started putting her on more teams and stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. The movie is cool. We get a lot of Monica Rambeau's mom, which that is a cool little shout. Yeah, it's... everybody's going to compare it to Wonder Woman, which, okay, whatever. Wonder Woman, I was all for Wonder Woman until that last fight that I saw coming a mile away.
Mustachioed Hades?
Man, come on, dog. Let's just cut to the chase. It's him. It's really him. It's not that guy. Yeah, as far as the Captain Marvel movie, it was good enough. It was good enough because it was really just taking a step back to take what I think is going to be a more giant leap forward. Because it was one of the rare times where the after credit scene is directly related to the movie itself.
Are you talking about with the Avenger, with the Endgame nod?
Yeah, with Endgame, but it was, it wasn't like anything that, it didn't throw it to another movie. It was like, yeah, no, it's her. And, it's like her coming back to me. Like, yo, where's
you know what your... I thought was odd about that, though? And I guess I thought it was odd that I peeped this, though. I'm like, why would she wear makeup in space? That's just the first thing I thought. I was thinking, if she's supposed to be, I don't care, and I'm not conforming to you, why is she wearing makeup in space? But I don't know.
I'm wearing it for me.
Yeah, because I like looking good.
I like looking good for me.
I want to see the movie. I guess the only complaint I got when they were saying, she could beat Thanos' ass. And I'm like,
yeah,
really?
That's just how people, it's just like when you buy a brand new toy and that brand new toy comes in and starts beating the hell out of all the other old toys. Just
that because is a wonderful analogy, dog.
That's all that is. It's like, nigga, Thanos will everybody ass, dog.
You're right, because when I got my snake eyes, he beat everybody's ass, dog. He was beating up Transformers, dog.
It was, yeah.
He can't be stopped.
Snake Eyes was standing in one spot, and it was a line. Niggas waiting to get
catch your fade sales style.
He was like, "Come on, next,
come get this work."
It was getting dispatched when you got a brand new toy.
Oh, that's man.
When I got that new Slash.
Oh,
he was mangling the Ninja Turtle, and I had a different colored slash from what most people get because I bought mine in West Virginia. So for some reason, there was like a variant color. So when I brought it back to
okay.
Detroit, because I was in West Virginia for like a week visiting my aunt, but it was like, well, nigga, it's Friday, and I get a brand new Ninja Turtle every Friday. So we gotta find out
Ah, oh, me too. That was my reason for living, nigga.
wherever they sell the Ninja Turtles. We gotta get there, and I need a new one. All right, here's my allowance. It's right here. Went in there, got that slash, came back. It's like, welp, Leo, Raph, Don, and Mike, y'all about to get y'all asses whooped. You're putting slash over tonight.
Literally.
You're laying on your backs and taking a three count. And I don't care if your back's got shells on them. He's pinning your shoulders. That was it.
And you take it
You're
this
taking
L.
these L's, nigga. Slash was beating everybody ass for like a straight week. A long time for them to figure Slash out. But
That's a good analogy. I guess that what Captain Marvel put.
that's exactly what I think that is.
This concludes the first part of this episode.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid an exposure.
Thornvale is a narrative-driven actual play podcast following three monster hunters as they fight to keep a small town in Florida safe from the creatures that threaten it. It's full of action.
I'll be like, I'll distract him, you get him. And so I'm gonna try.
Okay, Bjorn, how are you gonna get him? Comedy.
I just got this image in my head, now this is me, not Sammy, of this dragon that was collecting materials for a chicken farm.
And truly awful dice rolls.
Nope, another three. That's my second three in a row.
Oh my gosh.
If that sounds like it's up your alley, then look us up wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the guys that do their job. Y'all must be the other guys. It's a podcast called Fresh Bitches.
That's a good analogy. I guess that what Captain Marvel put.
That's exactly what I think that is. Where the people were just like, no. It's like, yeah, that's cool. There's a lot of people who could do what she was doing. And it's like, if he took out the whole Nova Corps, that's like a lot of people.
I'm so mad they didn't even show that scene.
I hope that it comes up. Because they got to save something for us, dog. Like,
because that's literally a planet he fought by himself.
Right. Man, Thanos was doing it the hard way until he was like, oh, wait a minute. It's a thing that does that thing I'm trying to do, but within a snap?
Yeah, because I was going planet by planet, but that sounds a little bit
that
easier.
That would be a sick infomercial, dog. Are you tired of having to go planet to planet and eradicating half of its population? Don't you wish there was something that would help you do it in a snap? It's the Infinity Gauntlet. And they just do a whole thing.
That sounds like some shit Peele would
place
do.
The six stones in and snap. Man, she likes
I cannot wait for this damn movie, nigga. Oh, man. I'm about to probably buy my tickets like tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to this like you were saying earlier about going out into the movies. I am going out, and I don't pay for shit, but I will pay. This is, I pay for like Infinity War, and I want to see this.
I'm ready. It's been a long time coming, and it's funny to me though because I it's probably going to be weird for you to hear me say this. I side with Thanos. In the sense that, God, like, he's right and it sucks.
This pleases me.
He's right and it sucks because humanity and if the rest of the universe's people are like humanity, then you don't deserve to have nice things. Like, you niggas have had the internet. You've had, like, look what people did with the internet. Look what people did with fossil fuels and plastic for that matter. And like, it's just like all we ask about the plastic is that you put it in a can, dog. There's a receptacle just about every 20 feet.
Yeah. Thanos was right, dog. It's like me and Lamarie was saying that.
Put it in the can, dog. Hey, that person has different skin than you. Don't enslave them and then try to keep them down for 400 years. Like, relax, bro. Like, that's the reason we can't have orange people. You niggas can't even have earth tones. Like...
But that, yeah, I'm with you, dog. Like I said, that was when we was on the Hyphenation podcast. Plug. Me and a nigga Lamarique was saying, like, if you are a dad and you have kids, you can totally feel what Thanos is coming from. He's literally coming like a dad. Like, no. Yes,
exactly. Everybody's squabbling. Your kids are squabbling over a toy. And you know, here's yet another toy reference. Your kids are squabbling over a toy. And they're just squabbling over it. You're coming in after minute 5 of hearing them make noise. It's just making it go away. Or somebody got to get the ass beat. Or like somebody has to go away. Or the stuff has to go away. You love the stuff, don't you? People, the only thing that people love more than themselves is stuff.
Word.
Stuff. So you want the stuff. You want the resources. You want the oil. You want the food. You want the shelter? Snap. Somebody got to go. And it's all at random.
It was non-biased. I
don't get to pick. It's not biased at all. Like, what we don't see, like, all they showing us people with their families, they showing us Black Panther fading away, and that's supposed to make, they showing us, Mr. Stark, I don't feel good. They're showing us all that. What they're not showing us is, hey, now I'm going to rape you.
While you play.
You know what I'm saying? They're not showing us.
There's poison, this water supply, free healthcare, go to hell.
All right. And I'm Donald Trump. They're not showing us that. They're just showing us this, all the little stuff that's supposed to be.
Yo, quiet as kept. What if, like, that nigga Killmonger just waited after the snap, then made his move?
Right. Right.
It would have been a bloodless coup, dog.
Yeah. Wow, what's up? All
right. He would have just brushed his clean, took over.
Oh. All right, well, let's go. And that would create such a sick power vacuum, dog. It was not without T'Challa to stop him.
And Shuri gone?
And Shuri gone?
Okoye must be running the country, I'm guessing. Or his mama, if she not dead.
If she ain't. But yeah. Yeah, that'd be sick. And it's not like the technology goes away. The vibranium is right there. You can do whatever you
want. That would get real, dog.
That would get real, real quick.
Because shit, half of the governments is gone, dog.
And you know he wouldn't wait. He wouldn't ask no questions. What happened? Why is everybody fading in the dark? Well, whoever's left, mount up.
Oh, you already know what it is, nigga. I thought post-apocalyptic? Man, I'm going to be the most gaudiest nigga in the world, dog. Covered like 18 chains. That's why I said a zombie apocalypse. I'm gonna be the most blingiest zombie when they find my ass.
This world is that I feel like I would be more prone to rise to power in a post-apocalypse, like, because in that arena, like in that kind of time, people just don't want to handle a situation. Like, that's why right now people pay for so many services. But you're like, yo, that's stupid. Or people will pay for a button that does something as opposed to just.
I hate to say it. People are made to be led almost.
And so if there's one person, like if you've ever sat in a room where it was like, hey, somebody help me move this thing. And nobody, like you don't refer to one person in particular. Everybody's going to look around at the next person like, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody does shit.
And so it takes like that one. That's why there's only one person in front, because there's always like, there's only one person that says, I'll do it. So it's like in that kind of thing where you have, I would like for them to explore that. Like the power vacuum left over after half of the.
Oh my God. Oh man. Okay. Yo, dog, you just remind. Thank you, sir. Have I ever, and it's very seldom I could put this nigga up on shit, y'all. So, have I ever put you up in this comic called Resurrection?
No.
It's about like, aliens come and they take, like, a majority of the population, right? So like it's dealt with the people left over.
Okay.
So it's like these, it's kind of like on some of The Stand where all these different stories come together.
Wait, is that a show?
It was a comic.
Okay.
And it was dope because the dope thing wasn't that they didn't finish it. That's the fucked up part. But the dope thing was the nigga who ended up running the world was just a regular nobody. Yeah,
that's what
he just got to the White House first.
That's what would happen.
He and like the fight that was like they showed the fight for running America was between two like lame fat dudes, yep. And one dude beat the other dude over the head with a rock and killed him. And he demanded everyone call him the president. I was thinking like that's low key how it would happen.
Yeah, that's how it would play out too. It wouldn't necessarily be about, you know, because really, once it gets to that point, like, was it Einstein? I think it was Einstein. I don't know what they're going to fight World War III with, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't know what they'll use to fight World War III with, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Because... You know that's what I'm saying? Deep, like dog. He said, what have we done? You know, and so, yeah, so however the shit hits the fan, it's going to get really, really primitive. And whomever can tap into that savagery, whomever can, and again, it's about people feeling safe, people feeling like they don't have to do that much work. Whomever can eliminate that for them is going to be, you know what I mean? And
you just reminded me one of my favorite all-time quotes from my man, Eisen.
Oh, God.
About how gods are made.
Oh, God.
Dog, I love that quote. That joke is so hard, dog. He's like, we want to get away from the burdens of your everyday life so you give control of your life to somebody else so you can have somebody else to blame. Yeah. That person is held down by the problems of his life. So he creates a leader for him. The person at the highest, he can't go anymore. So what does he create? He creates a God to take the burden off of him. He said, that's how gods are made, and I am that God. Dog, Eisen was that guy. Eisen.
See, and that's when they should have ended that show. Once he was beaten, there was really nowhere else to go, man. And
nah, I really was.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in watching anything else anybody had to say after that Eisen fight, because that should have been the end all be all. But you know, people get greedy.
I like the comic after it got kind of good, but
I think if Kubo wasn't trying to stretch it to the end, like I'm pretty sure he must have been some kind of contract where he had to produce X amount of books, because it got to the point where every fight was three fights long. And that's what irked me. Like, I didn't mind the story as much as I couldn't stand like how long the fights would go, because it'd be a fight, then one of them do a release, and then, you know, they fight that, and then somebody wins that fight and somebody jumps in. Another soul reaper comes in, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why they canceled it, because he had got into it with the editors at Shonen Jump, and he wouldn't take none of their recommendations of things that he should do, and he was like, kiss my ass, I'm going to do this shit my way. And that's pretty much why I got canceled, because it pretty much, it's like, it was getting good, but, like, when they was doing when my man Kenpachi got his Bankai, and all that stuff, it was dope. But, like, just the whole Eisen thing, dog. I guess I should have been said this beforehand. We spoiling a lot of shit, y'all. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, just the whole Eisen. That was one of the best whodunits. Yeah. From that and the one after it, and just to realize how much a savage he was. And
it was cool because I like anything where the main villain does a whole lot of planning. And just, like, it was just, like, the way that they did with Eisen's planning. It was like, man, this nigga thought of everything. And that's what's dope about when you write something and try to make it airtight. A lot of the stuff that Eisen did was just like, he would totally get away with this. Like, he was just even like with the past arc where, you know, he's just like this unassuming, or he does a whole Usual Suspects heel turn It's like,
hell yeah.
He got y'all. And they just, how they show you how long he had been planning all of this.
That nigga was playing for the long game.
A long con. Because by the time he flips, he's already got a whole setup in Hueco Mundo. This nigga had a whole setup.
I love how smooth that nigga took over. My man said, I'm going to crush you with my army. All right, listen, before you do that, I just got one thing I want to ask you to do. He was like, what? Look at this sword.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And I read it. I was like, you son of a bitch. He said, just look at my sword. Okay, that's it. What? Now I've hypnotized all of you. That whole arc. Oh, my God.
It's to the point where I can tell you that I did it and you won't remember that I told you that because you just think whatever I want you to think.
That shit was so dope.
All right, fellas, that's it.
When they fought that nigga, then the dude who was his captain beforehand, and wow, we made a big turn from going from Marvel to here, but this is dope. I love this shit.
Yeah, we did.
But that's dope. That's what we're going to do with this. It's just, that's the whole plan.
That is what this is. That's what this is.
We nerd out.
And that's what a conversation is when you nerd out, is that you hop around.
So. Well, I was saying with this nigga Aizen, dog, that nigga was so sick for the simple fact when they was fighting that nigga. And you reading, they just say, all the captains fighting this nigga and shit. Ichigo get there like, nigga, what is you doing?
What are y'all doing?
They're like, we fight Aizen, we got him on the ropes. Nigga, no, you not. There was he made my man stab his sister, dog.
Dog, what is y'all doing? Huh? We whooping Aizen ass. No, y'all not.
Y'all whooping each other's ass. That jump was so sweet that he fought my man who was the leader of the visors. He said, yeah, and the whole time you was my vice captain, God. I never showed you my band cut. He did that jump, right. And Aizen was like, that's it? Everything's in reverse?
Oh, it's a game. Okay. Up is down, down is up, left is right, and right is left. Okay, cool. He's like, yeah, but can your muscle memory? Like, it's like, nigga, all right, dog, what if I made you think that your Bankai was backwards? Oh.
That shit was just, oh, man. Like, I like that, like he was saying. It's just, he took the dope villain would take something simple. Like on some Naruto shit with that one technique. Yeah. That nigga Aizen pimped that shit. Then it's like when you read more, and they had the part where they show when he found out what his Shikai was. They didn't think he knew what his Bankai was.
Right.
He said he showed everybody in the Gotai 13.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, look at my sword.
Showed all them niggas. And they was like, oh.
Oh, that's no big deal. Oh, I'm sorry to waste your time. Gin.
Sorry. Yeah. And Gin was working an angle. His con wasn't as long, though.
Then that nigga said, I kept you by me to keep me in a state of low-key constant fear so I would evolve quicker. Right. The only nigga I think doper than Aizen was probably Homunculus.
That's arguable.
But both of them niggas fell down to poor planning at the end, though.
I don't know. Like, I think to a certain extent, I think Aizen wanted to fail after a while. It was like
he knew he was aiming too high. Much.
Yeah. So again, like that's for him to give that speech about creating a god. He created a god in Ichigo to take him down. Like, yeah, because what's that ball that he had?
I forgot those. I can't even remember that Hugo something whatever. Yeah, I know. The artificial soul maker.
Like, that's all kind of a thing that, I mean, you know, it's a MacGuffin. Let's call it what it is.
True. Very true.
And there are people who will say that, like, Aizen's real wish was for somebody to stop him because he was doing too much. And, him taking out that, him going in, yeah, what's that portal they go into and then they have those cleaners that come through and Aizen kills the cleaner.
Oh yeah, he killed the hell out of that mug for no reason.
Yeah, you know, plot device.
Made it so Ichigo could train.
And like a couple years in there, he came out taller.
That whole I hated that last fight only because I was rooting for Aizen so hard. But that nigga Ichigo sunned him so.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily. I'm not there for the curb stomp. Like, I'm there, you know, let's. I don't know. But that's, again, that's when we get. Once we start doing, like, huge, ridiculous powers, that's.
Yeah.
That's why I tell y'all all the time I like Street Batman and not Space Batman, because the stakes are so high that it's, like, of course it's not. You know what I mean? Like, Street Detective, Batman, you know, pounding the pavement and like finding the clues. I like to keep things bite sized. Grounded. Exactly. Something that just makes sense to be like, hey, why would I care about this? Because once you start, you know, knocking off planets, then it's like, oh, we're all gonna die eventually. Somebody's just throwing stars around.
When you're throwing stars and stuff, it's like, yeah, it's out of my league at that point.
Okay, so we don't need to pay attention to laws anymore. Okay, we could all die today, so let's just do what we want.
Anarchy.
Yeah, let's just, you know, pillage and let's break some laws, but let's, you know, let's also have a party, you know? And when we're having a party, let's break the fun laws, you know, let's break the laws that say we can't have fun. Don't anybody hurt anybody. That's just too much.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's inconvenience people.
What litter? Weed? I'm smoking. I'm doing cocaine now because they're throwing stars around. You'd be a fool not to. You would literally be a fool not to do cocaine.
What does it matter, dog?
If Goku can throw a wrong Kamehameha one day and wipe us all out, do coke.
The fact that nigga has those powers and has no affiliation to anybody.
Right. Who did he answer
to? Dude, and Dragon Ball, like, how do niggas keep going to church?
Dog.
Like, what is your pastor telling you?
Listen, that's the other thing. Dragon Ball niggas don't even know who Goku is half the time.
He's just a nigga. They don't know
his neighbors call him a karate bum. Never mind the fact this nigga can hurl. He can hurl and then
this nigga can damn near travel the speed of
generated
light.
Generated completely from his own body. And nobody has eyes on this guy. Nobody's like, you know, sending a cease and desist. Nothing. He just do as he please.
The government ain't came and got his ass.
Or said, hey, would you mind coming in to the Pentagon real quick so we can have a talk with you about, you
know, get an ID?
Yeah, something. You know, can you take this tracker, bro? Just be a good sport. It was so powerful.
He does nothing for his country. Yeah, that nigga he's at large.
He does nothing for his country. Fuck his country, man.
I'm just saying, if just him to be in Japan, you know they would have that nigga doing shit. Like, yeah, knock down this mountain, dig this big ass hole.
God. And then I guess that brings us back to Blue Marvel.
Dog, I'm telling you, dog, Blue Marvel, man. Dude, that story, I just think it would be cool. Like, Coogler would have to do it or somebody like that, man, because. It could be dope, because I don't know if we did that in part one or part two episode when we were saying with the next wave, how it was going to end that movie was, like, at the end, S.H.I.E.L.D. come, shut them down. And at the end of that part of the movie, you know, they're interviewing people. Only a couple of them would go on to do other movies and stuff. But when they get to, like, you know, Monica, they would slide a file across to her, other side of the table, Captain Marvel. They could do it like that. And that can go straight into, like, the Ultimates. She could work with Blue Marvel. And then, because they need to do Blue Marvel, but the only problem with that is I don't know who they would get to even him out, because that nigga, he uppercutted the Hulk to the moon.
Due to causes beyond our control, the rest of Handsome Bane's audio was lost. To rectify this problem, here's a segment meant to be used in another episode, and yes, Miles wasn't informed of this decision. Thank you on behalf of Mr. Conley and the rest of the Hyphen Podcast Collective.
It's a podcast called Fresh.
Yeah, what up? It's me. It's M-A-P. It's Crotch Grabbing the Great Miles Prowl. Yeah. A little, segment for a podcast called Fresh. No point in telling you what I'm doing it for if you've already listened to this episode. You know, you didn't teleport nowhere else. So, here's the deal. Just recently watched the Spider-Verse movie in its entirety. I've seen it a couple, you know, like bits and pieces, you know, I bought it. I meant to watch it, but, you know, I'm busy working on this and other stuff, so I really haven't had a chance to watch it in its entirety. When I was going to watch it to review it for an episode, my man Kales had already did it, so I just never got around to it. So after the pestering of my second oldest reign, I sat down and I watched it, and it was a really good movie. It blew my mind how good it was, like ridiculously good. And if anybody, any of y'all know me, I'm not easily impressed. I don't like hardly anything, you know what I'm saying? But this movie was just great, you know, and it was just cool watching it with my kids. Because she had kept annoying, like, come on, watch it. And I'm sitting, I'm doing stuff because I'm cleaning up at the time. My wife, she's sick. And she has a cold, you know. So I hear like, sicker than your average, Papa Twist. I'm like, what? So I'm like, oh my God, nigga, is that Biggie? Oh shit, that thing I know. I sat down, I'm watching this shit next to my kids, man. Art is just dope. I just love the story, the writing. Shit, I hate to say it, man, you know, it touched me. Like, emotionally touched me, you know what I'm saying? Just how the father was, and just it reminded me of dads when I was little and how I used to wish when I became a dad how I would be. You know what I'm saying? That hard, I love you, but I'm not gonna let up on you type love shit. You don't see that no more. It wasn't no negative stereotype. It wasn't no bullshit. It was a nice, solid little story. You know, it's his character, rather. His interaction with his son, I like that. You know, the mom working, it was just good. It wasn't no stereotypes. I was real iffy. I didn't want to see it because once I heard it was doing a Miles Morales Spider-Man. So, I got to go check that out. Then I saw like, they got Ghost Spider and Spider-Ham and Spider-Man Noir. And I'm like, nah, fuck it. If it ain't this nigga solo dolo, I'm not watching it. You know what I'm saying? Kales was telling me, you got to check it out. Bane was telling me, you got to check it out. My man Lamarique was telling me, you got to check it out. You know what I'm saying? My hard-headed ass. If everybody on that shit, I ain't fucking with it, sad to say. Perfect example. I just started watching Key & Peele last week. Great show. Anyway. But I liked how it was about my man Miles becoming Spider-Man. Finding himself. And how he had to do it on his own. I like the whole leap of faith thing. That shit was dope. Or how, you know, Spider-Man was like, just do it. Get past me. Do something. You know, all of them was outside waiting on him. He couldn't do it, you know. And he needed a little trip and grabbed his shirt, and, you know. And then, like, the scene right after that had got me, you know, with his dad. And it just, you know, how he just found out about his, you know, his brother had died. And also, I'm all over the place. Fuck it, that's just the style of this. I liked how the relationship between him and his uncle, my man, I'm not even about to butcher your name, Mr. Ali, who did the voice for that. Great work, man. He sound like so many uncles. I have people, uncles I've met. And it's just, I don't know. I can't describe that mode of a black man. That's just so familiar to me. You know what I'm saying? And I like the dynamic of just how the father and the uncle was beefing. You know what I'm saying? Because the dad was a different person and he changed. And just, it was just dope. So much stuff for me to sink my teeth in and not just get boarded out. No key, I thought to me the Kingpin whole thing was kind of whack, but I get it. It was a point for the multiverse and the Spider-Man verse, and I think it's extra dope because this movie sets up the next movie for him to be his own person and all that, which is really dope. It touched me, you know, when his uncle died, and I thought it was dope how they did that to mirror, you know, Uncle Ben passing, and how it was something that in a way could have been avoided, but you could feel like, you know, if you're Miles, it's your fault. You know what I'm saying? And I guess the representation thing was big because this is the first time I've seen a Spider-Man and I can really, really relate. Spider-Man has always been one of my favorites, you know? And ironically, it's funny, I couldn't really get my oldest to watch it because her sentiments were pretty much like mine would have been at first. Nigga, with Peter Parker at? If A. Peter Parker, I know. And she was like, what? Why he fat? Why he sounds so down? I don't like this. You know, and my second oldest, you know, she like, oh, I want to watch it because Spider-Man is black. She ain't even mad. She happy. No, that was ill. But I liked a lot of the symbolism and how the writing on that was just so good. So good. The colors, the art. I mean, I'm uncomfortable going because I could go on to how much I like this thing. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I really just had a myth with was that it's Ghost Spider, not Spider-Woman. But according to Kells, it's what supposedly they call her in her dimension. So, you know. But that's not even a problem. Fighting at the end, I wish it had more, but it was just dope. I loved it all. But, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I interviewed my daughter after watching said movie to get her opinion and her 2 cents on a review for that. So, I'm about to play that right here. I'm not sure exactly how this mixing is going to play out. Moneybags Kell spared a couple ducats to get some outhouse production. Some nigga named Raul picks up all the files and put, you know. So I don't know. I just do what I want and, you know, do what I told to do and the checks keep clearing. So anyway, as I digress, what you about to hear, supposed to hear, it's me and my daughter Rain talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I did not tell this girl nothing. Everything she said is pure her. I promise you. Peace. All right. Yo, what up? How y'all doing? This is another little segment we have for you guys. Just finished watching the Spider-Man Spider-Verse movie with my girls. Had a really good time. And I decided to get my number two, my second oldest, Rain, in here to talk about it and get to her perspective, you know, because she has the new eyes and everything on the Spider-Man movie. Say what up, Ryan.
So, like,
there's... Just say hi, baby. Just say what's up.
Hi.
How old are you?
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're 5 years old. That's your final answer?
Yes.
Now, most of you guys, if you don't know, listen to my podcast. This is a girl. The voice at the end of my podcast who says, I get paid in exposure. That's her. So, yeah. With that being said, today I want to have a little conversation with her about Spider-Man and to see what she thinks. Don't mind the noise in the background. That is my belligerent children. So, Rain, what did you think of the movie?
So, like, it was cool. Like, they were like this girl named Ghost Spider, and he didn't even know that. And he was Spider-Man. He got bit by a spider. That's how he turned into Spider-Man. And he didn't know how to be Spider-Man. There was Peter Parker, and then he learned how to turn Spider-Man into a normal Spider-Man.
Okay, so who did Peter Parker turn into Spider-Man? Who did Peter Parker teach how to become Spider-Man? What was his name?
Miles Morales.
Miles Morales, okay. And do you like Miles Morales?
Yeah.
What do you like about Miles?
Because he's black.
He's black? You like him because he's black? That's cool. And why do you like that?
Because I'm black.
Okay, all right, that's real. There's no wrong answers here. I feel you. And let me say this, you guys. I had wanted her to see it. I haven't saw the movie yet. I really was interested in it because I saw they had all the other people and stuff in there. So I has had her watch it, and she was beating me over the head to say, watch it. And we watched it, and I've seen, like, bits and pieces, but today is the first time, like, and again, excuse her sisters yelling in the background. This is the first time I've sat, and I've watched it from beginning to end, and it was a really good movie. It touched me. I had nothing negative to say. It was funny. I thought it looked cool. Did you think it looked cool, right? You thought the colors and everything was okay?
Yeah.
I thought it was really colorful and cool. And it even had Spider-Ham. Did you like Spider-Ham? Is he funny? I thought so, too. And I thought a lot of the things was interesting. Like, remember earlier when we were talking, Rain, and you were saying you didn't understand why Miles couldn't talk to his dad when he was in the room. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just interesting me explaining that to her because it's like a retelling of the classic. Like, all right, Rain was like, the old Spider-Man, his whole thing was when he was younger, his Uncle Ben died. And the reason why his Uncle Ben died is because he became Spider-Man and he started fighting people for money. You know what I'm saying, Ryan? Am I boring you, baby?
No.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, long story short, he lost his uncle the same. Wow, I just peeped that. They both lost their uncles. That was ill. But it was just real crazy, you know. And I guess let me ask her since she's here. What were your favorite parts of the movie, baby?
So, like, I liked the characters, like Ghost Spider and Miles Morales.
What you like about Ghost Spider?
Because she was a cool spider. She was cool. That was cool.
No, because what was cool about her, if I can ask you that? Uh-oh, I need to turn my junk off. Doggone shame. Ooh, bless you, baby. Bless you. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now what was cool about Ghost Spider?
It's because, like, she was at the school and she said she was new.
Yeah.
And, like, Miles Morales didn't even know she was she was Ghost Spider.
Right. Did you know she was Ghost Spider at first?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew from the beginning?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Because I'm like, is she going to be Ghost Spider? Let's see. And then she just, like, came and they're like, oh. And then she just took off her mask and they're like, oh, she is Ghost Spider.
Yeah. That's interesting. So what other things did you find out throughout the movie? Did you know who Peter Parker was?
Yes.
How did you know who Peter Parker was?
Because I watched a lot of videos about Spider-Man, just one.
Okay, now here's the question. Who do you like better, Miles or Homecoming Spider-Man?
Miles.
Okay. And why do you like Miles more?
Because he's black.
That's what's up. All right, cool. Would you see another Spider-Man movie if a Spider-Verse movie came out, like part 2? Would you want to go see it? You would?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the question. Do you think Miles Morales is as cool as Black Panther?
Yeah, they're both cool.
They're both cool? Equally as cool? You wouldn't say that, like, he was cooler than Black Panther? Or Black Panther was cooler?
They're both cool.
You gotta talk to the mic, baby. Look at the mic. Say it again.
They're both cool.
They're both cool, so you're saying there's room enough for more than one black superhero, huh?
No.
No?
No.
But you said they're both cool. You're contradicting yourself here, man. Now, which lie is it, Sybil?
The thing that you said.
Well, how did you feel about when you find out that Miles' uncle was the Prowler, was the bad guy?
I was like, he's evil! He's evil!
Were you surprised by the fact that he was a bad guy?
Yes, I was like, the only thing that's great is that he's purple. Because my favorite color is purple.
And it is mine, and that's why, yeah. Mm-hmm. I named you after a hue of it. But yeah, I feel you on that, and I thought it was kind of sad that when his uncle died,
I almost cried.
I got a little sad, I'm not gonna lie. I almost, it got me really sad because he kind of, if you think about it, he kind of looks like Uncle Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of made me really sad because I really miss him. And, you know, and I guess for me, I know you don't understand it, but a lot of times grown-ups try to do what's right and do bad things trying to do what's right, so it's really understandable. But you're like, whatever, I don't understand that. But what did you think about Dr. Octopus?
Because I was like, is she gonna be great or bad?
Did you think she was a good bad guy?
Yes, and then they're like, I think I was following, and then they're like, and then when the octopus came and died, I was like, yeah, you're followed.
maybe they might have been followed at that point. Besides Miles Morales, which other spider people did you like?
I liked it, I liked it the black one too.
Oh, you like Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. Did you like the robot spider lady, Penny? Was she cooler than Spider-Man Noir?
You gotta say, give me an answer. They can't see you nodding, baby.
No.
Did you like, what do you think of the bad guy, the Kingpin? What did you think about him?
So, like, bad guy, I'll, like, what if he was a Spider-Man?
That he would be the fat spider. He wouldn't be a really good Spider-Man because he couldn't sneak up on you because you always hear him breathing like.
I would be like, what is he going to do? He's not even a superhero. And how would that food suit fit him?
How would he get through a room? Like, I could hide from him in here. He couldn't come in the room. How'd he get through the door? He couldn't get me. I'd win. Quit touching the table, you bum.
Okay.
So, is there any parts that you liked or were your favorite parts or a part that you, like, want to see again? Or
I was like, what are you going to say if you're like, you have to go, man?
Oh, yeah. You got to go, man. It's a leap of faith. Did you have fun watching a movie with me and your sisters?
Yep.
I did, too. Even though you bugged me all day to watch it, isn't that right? You bothered me all day, didn't you? It's cool. I don't mind. I'm appreciative. I'm glad I got kids who want to watch cool stuff with me. And I'm glad I can watch cool stuff with y'all. Well, I'm going to let you get up out of here, baby, and we're going to end this little interview. Or you can sit here and be quiet and listen to me talk, then while we can put you to bed. All right, well, that's the end of that right there. I want to thank my beautiful daughter, number 2, Rain, for being here. Being up a little bit past her bedtime. And I need you to quit moving around, baby. Making a lot of noise there. Making a lot of noise there, honey. But yeah, great movie. I have nothing to complain about with the movie at all, which is very odd for me. It touched me on an emotional level, which I didn't think it would. You know, as far as just, you know, just black men caring about their sons and nephews. It was real. I have no complaints about it. It's just, nah, they got to step their game up for everything else. Well, I don't know. That's the end of this little segment. Back to you. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid an exposure.